Mandatory minicamps draw the attention and attendance of national NFL reporters, one of whom, the NFL Network's Albert Breer, who joins us now. Albert, you were here at Dove Valley, had a chance to watch today's minicamp. What is it you wanted to see firsthand with your own eyes when you knew you were coming to Denver for this mandatory session, or did you not see it today because they were in hats?
Well, Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
but he's not here, so that was obviously one of the big storylines coming in, whether or not he'd show up. Now, obviously, he hasn't signed the franchise tender, so they can't find him, so... I expect that that'll go right up to the deadline, and we won't have real answers on whether or not they're going to get something done until you get into that window, which is the way it is with almost all franchise players. Right. So that's the first piece. The other piece, of course, is how Peyton Manning is going to fit into the offense. And it was interesting. I talked to Kubiak a bunch about it today, and he mentioned in Baltimore that they didn't boot as much. You know, Joe Flacco being their quarterback, they did maybe 26 to 27 times the whole year. And he mentioned how good Peyton Manning looked with his feet, you know. And so I think that, that's going to be a major storyline from here on out because, Manning's been running his own offense for such a long time, and they did things to accommodate him over the last 4 years. And so, now how are they going to mesh what Kubiak does well with what Manning does well and what Kubiak wants to do and wants to bring here with what Manning has done throughout his career. So I think that's the most interesting storyline. That won't end here. It's interesting seeing them out there and running the stretch stuff and seeing him on his feet and everything else. But obviously that'll build as a storyline as we get closer to the season.
It's a great segue. I was going to ask, obviously Broncos fans familiar with what Coach Kubiak and Rick Dennison can do, but you've probably seen a more contemporary version of that if you were in Baltimore or at Houston. Is it as easy as just meshing what Peyton's been doing for so long with what Coach Kubiak is used to?
Well, I think the interesting thing about, when you look at Manning and how he fits is that, Kubiak was here, and people forget this. Kubiak was here when Elway was a player at the end, And so that was something that I talked to Gary about today was how you take the experience that you had in 1997, 1998, winning Super Bowls with a 37, 38-year-old quarterback and apply them now with a 39-year-old quarterback. And one of the main things that he brought up was just trying to find a way, and they've been trying to do this for 4 years, to create a situation where it's not as much as on him, And so I thought the one thing that was interesting, he mentioned, and I know he said this a bunch, one of the big adjustments was that they're going under center more. Well, another big adjustment that he mentioned to me that I thought, you don't even think about is that the run-to-pass ratio in practice is a lot different than what Peyton's used to. It's 50-50 now, where maybe over the past it's been 70-30 or 75-25 in what they work on in practice. So that's been an adjustment. So, I think that this is probably, for Manning himself, I think this is probably as big a change schematically as he's gone through. I mean, I probably going all the way back to, the early coaching change, when he was in Indianapolis, going from Jim Mora to Tony Dungy.
It will be fun. You were here today, got a chance to talk to DeMarcus Ware one-on-one. You've watched him for a long time. One of the themes with guys like him and Vaughn is that they're going to get cut loose a little bit more and do what they've been doing for the last eight, for DeMarcus's whole career, and really get after quarterbacks the way they enjoy doing. With Wade Phillips, talk about what you've seen from Wade before in that mesh, which should be fun.
I mean, I've covered Wade when I was the Cowboys beat writer when he was the head coach there in Dallas, and so I've been around Wade a lot. And the one thing that he's very creative with is the ability to get guys playing fast and the ability to simplify things for individual players and to make it fun for all of them. And, all the defensive players who've played for him will tell you how much they enjoy playing in a system because, A, they're not thinking as much out there, and, B, they're, in a lot of cases, putting up numbers. And I think what's really going to be fascinating is something that, I know somebody in the media brought up to Kubiak today, which is, or to Marcus today, was what are they going to do with Shane Ray now?
Right.
And if you look back at it, in San Diego they called it the Charger package when they were doing it with Steve Foley and Sean Merriman and Sean Phillips. In Dallas they called it the Cowboy package. It was Greg Ellis and Anthony Spencer and DeMarcus Ware. In Houston they did it with Brooks Reed, Whitney Mercilus, and Connor Barwin.
Okay.
So, almost everywhere he's been he's had three guys to rush the passer with, and so that part of it's going to be really, really interesting too. What are you going to do with the three pass rushers? What are you going to do to ramp up the production of a Miller or a Ware? And really the answer throughout Wade's career has been get guys playing fast, get guys where they're not thinking as much, get guys communicating, and make it a fun atmosphere out there. And I think you see it with the way they're communicating on the practice field now.
it has been fun so far, and they've said, Coach Kubiak has pointed out, they're coming along pretty quick, maybe a little bit quicker than the offense.
You know, something you see, like the defense is usually ahead of the offense, but especially now. You know, I think there's still, in a lot of ways, working out that balance between, you know, what Kubiak wants to do and what Manning has done on offense, and that's going to be a work in progress, I think, right up until, you know, we get a lot closer to the opener, whereas the defense, I think they've got a pretty good idea of what they want to be, and they're already becoming that.
Yeah, we'll all see plenty when those guys finally do put on pads, which, as we were talking before we shot, will probably come much too soon. Thanks for your time. Enjoy your time here in Denver. NFL Network's Albert Breer.